Well, we're back. This is John Catsimatidis, WABC, and we have a full studio. I'm on the beach in Long Island waiting for the big hurricane, and who knows how big, but do we have Larry Kudlow on yet?
We got Larry Kudlow.
Larry Kudlow, the roller coaster ride with the markets. What the heck is going on? We know we're in a big jam in Afghanistan, but the investors are saying good riddance. What say you?
Well, look at the Afghan business is a catastrophic failure, but it's not going to bring the country down. It's not going to bring the economy down. It's not going to bring America down. We've been through worse, but it's a very difficult situation. And my only concern, the only link that I can find is that the Taliban is a terrorist operation. I don't know if they're going to become the government. They may well become the new government. We won't recognize them. Probably China and Russia will. The United States won't. The NATO countries won't recognize them. The worst part of the story is not only that the Taliban is taking over, but also the Taliban will harbor other terrorist groups. They've always harbored Al-Qaeda groups, either in Afghanistan and or Pakistan. So you don't know, state-sponsored terrorism, who knows, they're going to come after us at some point, but we'll cross those bridges when we get to them. The rest of the story, look, the economy's fine. We're going to be growing at 6% for the next few quarters, I think. The stock market is still holding the high ground. We're at near record highs across the board, and a lot of the economic news continues to be strong. I'm particularly interested this past week. Industrial production was very strong. Manufacturing was very strong. Business CapEx, spending on equipment and technology is very strong. So I like this story. The next big thing at home is defeating the budget resolution and the so-called reconciliation bill, because that has the potential for excess spending, excess inflation, and high taxes, which will do great damage to the economy. I've always argued, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's not broken, and they shouldn't fix it. And the fix that's being proposed by the Democrats, frankly, will make the patient worse. So I think the next big battle, and we're going to get some of this week, this coming week, is to see whether they can get a budget resolution passed, whether they can get the infrastructure bill passed. That has to be defeated, in my judgment, and that would be smooth sailing. My only point, John, to the stock market is the speculation about the Fed and the Federal Reserve Conference in Jackson Hole next week, and whether they're going to announce some tapering of their portfolio purchases, which I think they should, by the way. I think we should start winding down the portfolio. And the market may have some temporary jitters, but it won't affect anything. It's the right thing to do. So I'm still pretty bullish about our story. It's unfortunate what's happened in Afghanistan, and it's unfortunate how Mr. Biden and his team has bungled this.
Larry, it's Richard Weinberg. I want to ask you, being an insider at the White House, do you think there'll be a spillover effect, a loss of credibility and influence by the Biden administration in trying to get that bill through Congress?
Well, I think there may be. I mean, I think that's a good question. And I don't know exactly. I mean, you have some moderate pro-business Democrats in the House. There's about six or eight or nine of them. And frankly, without Afghanistan, they have been leaning against the budget resolution, because there's too many taxes and too much spending. They are in favor of the infrastructure bill, but they'd like to separate, they'd like to separate the two. So I don't know that Afghanistan has much of an impact on that. I do know that a lot of Democrats up for re-election in tough marginal districts, I think they're going to distance themselves from Mr. Biden. So we'll see how that plays out. I think Pelosi does not have the votes right now. Either A, to get infrastructure before reconciliation, or B, to get the reconciliation bill at all. I don't think she has the votes. I'm not sure Chuck Schumer has the votes either.
There's got to be some common sense. There's a lot of common sense Democrats that were scared of the extreme left, and they were bowing down. But I think at this point, they got to come to a reality that our country is in danger and America is under attack.
Well, I agree. You would think so, John. And I think there's some of that out there. I mean, look, President Biden's polls are heading down at a pretty rapid rate. Now, this is a function of Afghanistan. But even before this, you know, the last 6 or 7 days, even before then, his polls were dropping because folks don't want gigantic spending, particularly during an inflationary period like this. And they don't want all these taxes. I mean, small businesses are going to get slammed by the tax proposals, you know, and family-owned farms and ranches are going to get slammed if they start to tinker with the estate tax. And corporations, you know, if you tax corporations, you're taxing the workforce because you're taxing profits, and there won't be enough profits to give the workforce pay increases or to invest in new technology to make the workforce more productive. And so I think there's already a backing away. The question is, how do the politics play out on the floor of the two houses? And I think it's going to be a tough battle. Afghanistan's not going to help that, but I think the battle will be joined mostly on the debate about the domestic economy. I mean, look, if you're growing, I mean, I've always said this, if you're growing the way we are and you have inflation risks, why do you want to launch another spending orgy? I mean, no one in their right mind believes that we desperately need another $6 trillion of spending. No one in their right mind believes that. And I think no one in their right mind believes you're going to tax your way into prosperity, or you want to have some class warfare against successful individuals. I think they're barking up the wrong tree. And I think all this wokeism is running its course. I think the country is getting fed up with wokeism and critical race theory and, you know, discriminating in favor of one group versus another. I think this stuff is unpopular.
Larry, one more thing before we have to sign off. The important thing, inflation. And me and you have been going at it for a few months. Do you think it'll taper off? Now the price of crude oil is coming down a little bit. Will it taper off or will it not?
My hunch is we've seen the worst of it. Now, that doesn't mean it's going away. But my hunch is we've seen the worst of it. You're right about oil, John. You're right. Natural gas has come off. Gold has come off. Silver has come off. Copper has come off. But, again, that's why I'd like to see the Fed tell people they're going to slow down or gradually end all their bond buying for their portfolio, because that creates excess money, and that would finance the deficits, and that would be inflationary. So I think the next big hurdle this fall is going to be this so-called reconciliation bill and whether we're going to have another $6 trillion in spending. Left to its own devices, I think we've seen the worst of the inflation.
Well, thank you, Larry Kudlow. And most important thing, on behalf of WABC and all its staff, happy birthday to you, and God bless you.
Thank you, John. Thanks to WABC. Thanks to Margo. Thanks to everybody. I love everybody. See you soon.
Thank you.